Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Hare Krishna. Welcome to tonight's reading of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're continuing with our reading. We finished yesterday our chapter of the Madhya Lila, the Beda Kirtan Pastimes. And now we're continuing in chapter 4 of the Antilila, named Sanatan Goswami Visits the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katahmayam Dadati Swapatantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Go Premanande, Hare Hare Bo. It's such a pleasure to be with you all again tonight. And as I was chanting those prayers, I was thinking about something I read a while back in the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, in which the author says that living entities all over the universe, and there are millions and millions of species, 8,400,000 species of life, and out of them, many of them have tongues, but it's very rare that they can use their tongues to chant Hare Krishna. What to speak of to read the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita? This is the most rare activity and the rarest use of the tongue in the universe, to read this most esoteric literature about the activities that take place on the pure platform of loving service to the Lord in the midst of all the devotees. So we have a great opportunity here to continue hearing and speaking this special scripture. It says in the Padma Purana, Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriye Sevan Mukihi Jivado Swayameva Spuratyata. And that is that yoga begins with the tongue. So this is also the highest yoga. To continue hearing from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is actually a garland of the choicest verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And as one goes on reading this, one gets the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his most intimate disciples, and then one begins to enter into those pastimes by hearing. This is altogether possible, as Rupa Goswami says in the Nectar of Instruction. Tanama Rupa Charitari Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyoja Tishtan Vraje Tanan Ragi Janarugami Kalam Nyayed Akilamityu Padesha Saram. The essence of all advice, he says, is to go on hearing about the Lord and his devotees, because by doing that, Tishtan Vraje, one will be some situated in Vrindavan, and one's heart will run after the associates of the Lord there who are engaged in a particular kind of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's heart will develop this attraction to engage in the same kind of service. And that all takes place by hearing. So Shravana Dasha is the first step. And one has to hear how much? Constantly. 24 hours a day, one has to hear the message of Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So now we're entering into the choicest instructions given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's speaking to Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur. Here I am again, Antilila, chapter 4. Last night we made it all the way to text number 70. Bhajanera madhye shreshta nava vidha bhakti. Krishna prema Krishna ditte dhare maha shakti. Among the ways of executing devotional service, the 9 prescribed methods are the best. For these processes have great potency to deliver Krishna and ecstatic love for him. Purport, the 9 kinds of devotional service are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Shravanam kirtanam Vishno, smaranam parasevanam, archanam vandanam, tasyam sakyam atma nivedanam. These 9 are hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, offering service to Krishna's lotus feet, offering worship in the temple, offering prayers, working as a servant, making friendship with Krishna, and unreservedly surrendering to Krishna. These 9 processes of devotional service can grant one Krishna and ecstatic love for him. In the beginning, one has to discharge devotional service according to regulative principles. But gradually, as devotional service becomes one's life and soul, one achieves the most exalted position of ecstatic love for Krishna. Ultimately, Krishna is the goal of life. One need not have taken birth in an aristocratic Brahmana family to attain the lotus feet of Krishna, nor is a person born in a low family unfit for achieving Krishna's lotus feet. In Srimad Bhagavatam 3.33.7, Devahuti says to Kapiladev, Aho bhatashva pachato gariyan yajivagre vartati namatubhyam tepustapas te juhuvusasnararya Ramana churanama grananti yete. O my Lord, even a person born in a low family of dog eaters is glorious if he always chants the holy name of the Lord. Such a person has already performed all types of austerities, penances, and Vedic sacrifices, has already bathed in the sacred rivers, and has already studied all the Vedic literature. Thus, he has become an exalted personality. Similarly, Kunti Devi says to Lord Krishna, Janmaishvarya Shruta Shibhir Idamana Madakpuman Naivarhat Yabidatumvai Twamakinshana Gocharam. A person who is proud of his birth, opulence, knowledge, and beauty cannot achieve your lotus feet. You are available only to the humble and meek, not to the proud. Bhagavatam 1.8.26. Text 71. Of the 9 processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one very easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada gives the following direction in his Bhakti Sandarbha. Quote, chanting the holy name is the chief means of attaining love of Godhead. This chanting or devotional service does not depend on any paraphernalia, nor on one's having taken birth in a good family. By humility and meekness, one attracts the attention of Krishna. That is the verdict of all the Vedas. Therefore, if one becomes very humble and meek, he can easily attain the lotus feet of Krishna in this age of Kali. That is the fulfillment of all great sacrifices, penances, and austerities, because when one achieves ecstatic love of Godhead, he attains the complete perfection of life. Therefore, whatever one does in executing devotional service must be accompanied by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So all that was a quote from Srila Jiva Goswami in his Bhakti Sandarbha. Actually, we have the direct association of these great acharyas through Srila Prabhupada's merciful presentation. He's given us the choicest and most focused Siddhanta from the most exalted of all the acharyas. So by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada's purports, one gets the perfect Siddhanta. Continuing, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, has been praised by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Namashtaka verse, number 1, Nikila Shruti Mali Ratnamala, Dyuti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta, Ai Mukta Kaleru Pasyamanam Paritastam Harinama Sankshayami. O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. Similarly, Srila Sanatan Goswami has praised the chanting of the holy name as follows in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Part 1, Chapter 1, Verse 9. Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupa Murarer Viramita Nijadharma Dhyana Pujari Yatnan Katam Api Sakrid Atam Muktidam Pran Ninam Yat Paramam Amritam Ekam Jivanam Bhushanam Me. All glories to the all-blissful holy name of Sri Krishna, which causes the devotee to give up all conventional religious duties, meditation, and worship. When somehow or other uttered, even once by a living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. The holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar. It is my very life and my only treasure. In Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.11, Shukadev Goswami says, Etan nirvidyamananam ichitam katopayam yoginam nripanirnitam harirnamanukirtanam. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. In Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.22, Yamaraj says, Etavaneva lokesmin pumsam dharma parasmritaha bhakti yogo bhagavati tanama grahanadibhi. Devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said in his Shikshashtaka, number 3, Trinad api suni chena toror iva suhishnuna amanina manatena kirtaniya sadaharihi. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Regarding the 10 offenses in chanting the holy name, one may refer to Adi Lila, chapter 8, verse 24. In some circumstances, what we'll do is continue to read, and then when we find a statement like this regarding the 10 offenses in chanting the holy name, one may refer to Adi Lila, chapter 8, verse 24. We would pull that book from the bookshelf and read from that and follow where that takes us. In this way, one can stay absorbed in hearing and chanting and follow a thread throughout Srila Prabhupada's books. In this way, if one stays absorbed and watches how these threads develop in the purports in various books, one eventually, by hearing and hearing and hearing, becomes Shastra Sunipuna. And this is mentioned in the Shastra as being one of the qualifications for the most highly placed devotees, and that is they know how all the shastras fit together, and they have an overview of the entire canon of the Gaudiya literature, what to speak of how all other kinds of Vedantic literatures relate. Text 72. But we're not going that way tonight. We're going to keep reading. Hare Krishna. 72. After hearing this, Sanatan Goswami was exceedingly astonished. He could understand, my decision to commit suicide has not been greatly appreciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatan Goswami concluded, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows everything, past, present, and future, has forbidden me to commit suicide. He then fell down, touching the lotus feet of the Lord, and spoke to him as follows. I just want to give a slight recap. As we read last night, when Sanatan Goswami came to Jagannath Puri, he came through the Jarikanda forest, and there sometimes he fasted, sometimes he ate, and he drank water, and sometimes it wasn't good water, and he contracted a disease that gave him oozing sores on his body. So as he approached Jagannath Puri, he thought to himself that what is the use of my existence? I can't go near the Jagannath temple because I might touch one of the pujaris there and contaminate them and make a big offense. Also, how can I go near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And when he did meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu began to embrace him again and again upon seeing him each time, he thought, I definitely should commit suicide by jumping under the wheel of the chariot during Ratha Yatra in the presence of Mahaprabhu. This will be the perfection of my life. He didn't tell this to anyone, but one day when Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur were speaking together at Haridas Thakur's Bhajan Kutir, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached and he told Sanatan Goswami, I don't approve of your idea to commit suicide. And then he said that if suicide was a way to attain love for Krishna, I would do it millions of times. He said that the devotees of the Lord sometimes feel like committing suicide because they feel so much separation from Krishna. But in that separation, then Krishna reveals himself, and then they want to go on serving Krishna. They don't want to commit suicide. In any case, Prabhupada mentions in his purports that suicide isn't the mode of ignorance. It's never an option for the devotees who are engaged in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In any case, Sanatan Goswami could understand the omniscience of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he hadn't told anyone, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just one day abruptly told him that, I don't approve of your idea to commit suicide. And here's a reminder that the Lord knows everything, past, present, and future. As the in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishani chabutani mam tu vena nakashchana. I know everything, past, present, and future. What to speak of the thoughts and the desires of each living entity. So Krishna is there monitoring those thoughts and desires. And when one turns one's thoughts and desires towards pure devotional service, Krishna immediately responds and reciprocates. 74. My Lord, you are the omniscient, merciful, independent Supreme Lord. Exactly like an instrument of wood, I dance as you make me do so. 75. I am lowborn. Indeed, I am the lowest. I am condemned, for I have all the characteristics of a sinful man. If you keep me alive, what will be the profit? Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, your body is my property. You have already surrendered unto me. Therefore, you no longer have any claim to your body. Why should you want to destroy another's property? Can't you consider what is right and wrong? Your body is my principal instrument for executing many necessary functions. By your body, I shall carry out many tasks. You shall have to ascertain the basic principles of a devotee, devotional service, love of Godhead, Vaishnav duties, and Vaishnav characteristics. You will also have to explain Krishna's devotional service, establish centers for cultivation of love of Krishna, excavate lost places of pilgrimage, and teach people how to adopt the renounced order. 81. Mathura Vrindavan is my own very dear abode. I want to do many things there to preach Krishna consciousness. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to accomplish many purposes through the exegetical endeavors of Srila Sanatana Goswami. First, Sanatana Goswami compiled the book called Brihat Bhagavatamrita to teach people how to become devotees, execute devotional service, and attain love of Krishna. Second, he compiled the Hari Bhakti Vilas, wherein he collected authoritative scriptural injunctions regarding how a Vaishnava should behave. Only by the endeavors of Sri Sanatana Goswami were all the lost places of pilgrimage in the Vrindavan area excavated. He established Madan Mohan, the first deity in the Vrindavan area, and by his personal behavior, he taught how one should act in the renounced order, completely devoted to the service of the Lord. By his personal example, he taught people how to stay in Vrindavan to execute devotional service. The principal mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to preach Krishna consciousness. Mathura and Vrindavan are the abodes of Lord Krishna. Therefore, these two places are very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wanted to develop their glories through Sanatana Goswami. Text 82. By the order of my mother, I am sitting here in Jagannath Puri. Therefore, I cannot go to Mathura Vrindavan to teach people how to live there according to religious principles. I have to do all this work through your body, but you want to give it up. How can I tolerate this? At that time, Sanatana Goswami said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. No one can understand the deep ideas you plan within your heart. A wooden doll chants and dances according to the direction of a magician, but does not know how he is dancing and singing. My dear Lord, as you cause one to dance, he dances accordingly. But how he dances and who is causing him to dance, he does not know. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said to Haridas Thakur, My dear Haridas, please hear me. This gentleman wants to destroy another's property. One who is entrusted with another's property does not one who is entrusted with another's property does not distribute it or use it for his own purposes. Therefore, tell him not to do such an unlawful thing. Haridas Thakur replied, We are falsely proud of our capabilities. Actually, we cannot understand your deep intentions. Unless you inform us, we cannot understand what your purpose is or what you want to do through whom. My dear sir, since you, a great personality, have accepted Sanatana Goswami, he is greatly fortunate. No one can be as fortunate as he is. 92. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, and then got up and left to perform his noon duties. My dear Sanatan, Haridas Thakur said, embracing him, no one can find the limit of your good fortune. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted your body as his own property. Therefore, no one can equal you in good fortune. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot do with his personal body, he wants to do through you, and he wants to do it in Mathura. Whatever the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants us to do will successfully be accomplished. This is your great fortune. That is my mature opinion. I can understand from the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he wants you to write books about the conclusive decision of devotional service and about the regulative principles ascertained from the revealed scriptures. My body could not be used in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, although it took birth in the land of India, this body has been useless. Purport. For a further explanation of the importance of Bhartabhumi, one may refer to Adilila 9.41 and also Srimad Bhagavatam 9.19, 19-27. The special feature of a birth in India is that a person born in India becomes automatically God-conscious. in every part of India, and especially in the holy places of pilgrimage. Even an ordinary uneducated man is inclined toward Krishna consciousness. And as soon as he sees a Krishna conscious person, he offers obeisances. In India, India has many sacred rivers, such as the Ganges, Jamuna, Narmada, Kaveri, and Krishna. And simply by bathing in these rivers, people are liberated and become Krishna conscious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Bharata bhumite hoila manusha janmajar, janma sartha kari karo paru upakar. One who has taken birth in the land of Bharata Bhumi, India, should take full advantage of his birth. He should become completely well-versed in the knowledge of the Vedas and spiritual culture, and should distribute the experience of Krishna consciousness all over the world. People all over the world are madly engaging in sense gratification and in this way spoiling their human lives, with the risk that in the next life they may become animals or less. Human society should be saved from such a risky civilization and the danger of animalism by awakening to God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement has been started for this purpose. Therefore, unbiased men of the highest echelon should study the principles of the Krishna consciousness movement and fully cooperate with this movement to save humanity. Text 99. Sanatan Goswami replied, O Haridas Thakur, who is equal to you? You are one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, you are the most fortunate. The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for which he has descended as an incarnation, is to spread the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Now, instead of personally doing so, he is spreading it through you. My dear sir, you are chanting the holy name 300,000 times daily and informing everyone of the importance of such chanting. Some behave well but do not preach the cults of Krishna consciousness, whereas others preach but do not behave properly. You simultaneously perform both duties in relation to the holy name by your personal behavior and by your preaching. Therefore, you are the spiritual master of the entire world, for you are the most advanced devotee in the world. This is verse 103. It's an important verse in purport. Achara prachara namera karaha dui karya tumi sarva guru tumi jagatera arya. Achara prachara means behaving well and preaching. Achara prachara, behaving well and preaching. Namera, of the holy name. Karaha, you do. Dui, too. Karya, works. Tumi, you. Sarvaguru, everyone's spiritual master. Tumi, you. Jagatera Arya, the most advanced devotee within the world. Translation, you simultaneously perform both duties in relation to the holy name by your personal behavior and by your preaching. Therefore, you are the spiritual master of the entire world, for you are the most advanced devotee in the world. Purport. Sanatan Goswami clearly defines herein the bona fide spiritual master of the world. The qualifications expressed in this connection are that one must act according to the scriptural injunctions and at the same time preach. One who does so is a bona fide spiritual master. Haridas Thakur was the ideal spiritual master because he regularly chanted on his beads a prescribed number of times. Indeed, he was chanting the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times a day. Similarly, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement chant a minimum of 16 rounds a day, which can be done without difficulty. And at the same time, they must preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu according to the gospel of Bhagavad Gita as it is. One who does so is quite fit to become a spiritual master for the entire world. Text 104. In this way, the two of them pass their time discussing subjects concerning Krishna. Thus, they enjoyed life together. This is actual enjoyment of life, the association of devotees. And I just noted how Sanatana Goswami glorified Haridas Thakur, then Haridas Thakur glorified Sanatana Goswami, or vice versa. And the devotees, Grinanti, Queen Kunti says in her prayer, Shrinvanti Gayanti, Grinanti Sadhava. Grinanti means to appreciate the service of others. And by the activity of appreciating the service of others, one makes advancement in Krishna consciousness. Of course, the opposite is true. If one doesn't appreciate the service of others, then one is very unfortunate. And one also doesn't get the good qualities of those devotees by disrespecting them. Text 104. In this way, the two of them passed their time discussing subjects concerning Krishna. Thus, they enjoyed life together. E mata dui jana nana kata range. Krishna kata asvadhaya rahi eka shange. Rahi eka shange, keeping together. 105. During the time of Rath Yatra, all the devotees arrived from Bengal to visit the Kar festival as they had done previously. During the Rath Yatra festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again danced before the Kar of Jagannath. When Sanatana Goswami saw this, his mind was astonished. The Lord's devotees from Bengal stayed at Jagannath Puri during the 4 months of the rainy season, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced Sanatana Goswami to them all. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced Sanatana Goswami to these and other selected devotees: Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas Thakur, Vrikeshwar Pandit, Vasudev Datta, Murari Gupta, Raghava Pandit, Damodar Pandit, Paramananda Puri, Ramananda Bharati, Swarup Damodar, Gadadhar Pandit, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, Jagadananda Pandit, Shankara Pandit, Kashishwar, and Govinda. The Lord asked Sanatana Goswami to offer obeisances to all the devotees in a way that befitted each one. Thus, he introduced Sanatana Goswami to them all just to make him an object of their mercy. I'll bring up this point again. This is a theme that occurs again and again in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that there's a befitting way to offer obeisances to various devotees. As Rupa Goswami mentions in the Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita, Krishneti yasa giritam manasadriyeta dikshasti che pranati bhishta bhajantamisham shushushaya bhajana vignamananyamanya nindari shunya hridimipsita sangalabhya. And that is the ways to associate with various levels of devotees. For the first level, that is those who just say Hare Krishna, one should, even within one's mind, one should offer obeisance, as Sanatana Goswami says. For those who have taken initiation, diksha, and have a firm vow to chant the holy name, one should demonstratively offer obeisances by making the proper humble gesture before them of obeisance. And thirdly, those who by chanting Hare Krishna have become highly advanced, and Rupa Goswami mentions nindadi shunya, they're free from the propensity to criticize others. These exalted devotees should be worshipped, and one should try to associate with them to attain the goal of life by their association. So I'll read this verse 111 again. The Lord asked Sanatana Goswami to offer obeisances to all the devotees in a way that befitted each one. Thus he introduced Sanatana Goswami to them all, just to make him object of their mercy, which is another important point, that if one meets the devotees and becomes beloved to them, he or she easily makes advancement in devotional service. As the great exalted sage and learned pandit, Gopi Puranadana Prabhu, used to say, it's not what you know in Krishna consciousness that counts, it's who you know and what you are. And this is a theme that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings up again and again. It's by association of devotees. And if one acts in such a way to attract their attention by serving them in a humble state of mind, one can easily make advancement in devotional service by their mercy. 112. Sanatana Goswami was dear to everyone because of his exalted qualities and learning. Suitably, therefore, they bestowed upon him mercy, friendship, and honor. mercy, friendship, and honor. When all the other Vaishnavs, when all the other devotees returned to Bengal after the Rath Yatra festival, Sanatan Goswami stayed under the care of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatan Goswami observed the Doli Yatra ceremony with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, his pleasure increased in the company of the Lord. Sanatan Goswami had come to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri during the month of April-May, and during the month of May-June, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested him. In that month of May-June, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the garden of Yameshwara, Lord Shiva, and accepted prasadam there at the request of the devotees. At noon, when it was time for lunch, the Lord called for Sanatan Goswami, whose happiness increased because of the call. At noon on the sand, at noon, the sand on the beach was as hot as fire, but Sanatan Goswami came by that path. Overwhelmed by joy at being called by the Lord, Sanatan Goswami did not feel that his feet were burning in the hot sand. Although the soles of his feet were blistered because of the heat, he nevertheless went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There he found that the Lord, having taken his lunch, was resting. Govinda gave Sanatan Goswami the plate with the remnants of Lord Chaitanya's food. After taking the prasadam, Sanatan Goswami approached Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the Lord inquired, "By which path have you come?" Sanatan Goswami replied, "I have come on the path along the beach." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "How did you come along the beach where the sand is so hot? Why didn't you come by the path in front of the Singhadwara gate? It is very cool." Purport, Simhadwar refers to the main gate on the eastern side of the Jagannath temple. "The hot sand must have blistered your soles. How? Now you cannot walk. How can you tolerate it?" Sanatan Goswami replied, "I did not feel much pain, nor did I know that there were blisters because of the heat. I have no right to pass by the Simhadwar, for the servants of Jagannath are always coming and going there. The servants are always coming and going without interval. If I touch them, I shall be ruined." Purport. Herein is very clearly, it is very clearly indicated that priests performing deity worship should be careful to keep themselves completely pure and not be touched by outsiders. Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur, thinking themselves mleches and yavanas because of their past association with Muslims, did not enter the temple or even travel on the path in front of the temple gate. It is customary for the priests of temples in India not even to touch outsiders or enter the deity room after having been touched. This is a very important item in temple worship. 128. Having heard all these details, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, greatly pleased, spoke as follows. "My dear Sanatan, although you are the deliverer of the entire universe, and although even the demigods and great saints are purified by touching you, it is a characteristic of a devotee to observe and protect the Vaishnav etiquette. Maintenance of the Vaishnav etiquette is the ornament of a devotee. If one transgresses the laws of etiquette, people make fun of him, and thus he is vanquished in both this world and the next. By observing the etiquette, you have satisfied my mind. Who else but you could show this example?" After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatan Goswami, and the moisture oozing from the itching sores on Sanatan's body smeared the body of the Lord. Although Sanatan Goswami repeatedly forbade Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to embrace him, the Lord still did so. Thus his body was smeared with the moisture from Sanatan's body, and Sanatan became greatly distressed. Thus both servant and master departed for their respective homes. The next day, Jagannanda Pandit went to meet Sanatan Goswami. When Jagannanda Pandit and Sanatan Goswami sat together and began to discuss topics about Krishna, Sanatan Goswami submitted to Jagannanda Pandit the cause of his distress. I came here to diminish my unhappiness by seeing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the Lord did not allow me to execute what was in my mind. Although I forbid him to do so, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nevertheless embraces me, and therefore his body becomes smeared with the discharges from my itching sores. In this way, I am committing offenses at his lotus feet, and from these offenses I shall certainly not be delivered. At the same time, I cannot see Lord Jagannath. This is my great unhappiness. I came here for my benefit, but now I see that I am getting just the opposite. I do not know, nor can I ascertain, how there will be benefit for me. Jagannanda Pandit said, the most suitable place for you to reside is Vrindavan. After seeing the Rath Yatra festival, you can return there. The Lord has already ordered both of you brothers to situate yourselves in Vrindavan. There you will achieve all happiness. Your purpose in coming has been fulfilled, for you have seen the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, after seeing Lord Jagannath on the Rath Yatra car, you can leave. Sanatana Goswami replied, you have given me very good advice. I shall certainly go there, for that is the place the Lord has given me for my residence. Purport. The words Prabhu Datta Desh are very significant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotional cult teaches one not to sit down in one place, but to spread the devotional cult all over the world. The Lord dispatched Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami to Vrindavan to excavate and renovate the holy places, and from there establish the cult of bhakti. Therefore, Vrindavan was given to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami as their place of residence. Similarly, everyone in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotional cult should accept the words of the spiritual master and thus spread the Krishna consciousness movement. They should go everywhere, to all parts of the world, accepting those places as their Prabhu Datta Desh, the places of residence given by the spiritual master or Lord Krishna. The spiritual master is the representative of Lord Krishna. Therefore, one who has carried out the orders of the spiritual master is understood to have carried out the orders of Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to spread the bhakti cult all over the world. Prithivite ache jata nagaradi gram. Therefore, devotees in the line of Krishna consciousness must go to different parts of the world and preach, as ordered by the spiritual master. That will satisfy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everyone has permission to go all over the world. In fact, not just permission, but this is a clear order. The whole world is open. Open for teaching Krishna consciousness. There's no lack of jobs in the world. If one takes to the Sankirtan movement, then one is always employed 24 hours a day, because there are unlimited places to go and unlimited people to meet to introduce to the Krishna consciousness movement. That's happy news. Most people don't know it. They live in a framework of scarcity, just trying to maintain a meager existence. But those who preach, who give themselves fully to spreading Krishna consciousness, using all their faculties, mind, body, words, resources to preach Krishna consciousness, are personally maintained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, ananyaschintayanto mam yejana pariupasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam vaham yaham. Krishna says, for those who are completely absorbed in thinking of me, and what could be more completely absorbing than thinking about spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, which, by the way, is one of the criteria that Srila Prabhupada mentions to be the hallmark of the highest devotee, somebody who's absorbed always in thinking how to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And for one who's doing so, Krishna maintains him. Of course, Krishna maintains every living entity, but he very personally maintains his devotees, especially those that are preaching Krishna consciousness. Yoga kshemam bahami aham bahami means I personally take care of them. And Prabhupada was obviously in this kind of ecstasy 24 hours a day, in which he was reciprocating with Krishna. Krishna was pouring his mercy upon Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was going on more and more to please Krishna by spreading Krishna conscious movement all over the world. And those who follow in his footsteps have the same experience, and that is that Krishna is right there to enthuse them from within the heart and to reciprocate and to personally maintain them. World is open, open for business. And our main business is teaching the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Text 145. After talking in this way, Sanatan Goswami and Jagarananda Pandit returned to their respective duties. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Haridas and Sanatan Goswami. Haridas Thakur offered obeisances to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord embraced him in ecstatic love. Sanatan Goswami offered his obeisances and dandavats from a distant place, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him again and again to embrace him. Out of fear of committing offenses, Sanatan Goswami did not come forward to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord, however, went forward to meet him. Sanatan Goswami backed away, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caught him by force and embraced him. The Lord took them both with him and sat down in a sacred place. Then Sanatan Goswami, who is advanced in renunciation, began to speak. Hitalagi ainumui hoila viparita seva jogya nahi aparada karon niti niti. I came here for my benefit, he said, but I see that I am getting just the opposite. I am unfit to render service. I simply commit offenses day after day. By nature, I am low-born. I am a contaminated reservoir of sinful activities. If you touch me, sir, that will be a great offense on my part. Moreover, blood is running from infected, itching sores on my body, smearing your body with moisture, but still you touch me by force. My dear sir, you do not have even a pinch of aversion to touching my body, which is in a horrible condition. Because of this offense, everything auspicious will be vanquished for me. Therefore, I see that I will get nothing auspicious by staying here. Kindly give me orders allowing me to return to Vrindavan after the Rath Yatra festival. I have consulted Jagannanda Pandit for his opinion, and he has also advised me to return to Vrindavan. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in an angry mood, began to chastise Jagannanda Pandit. Jagga is only a new boy, but he has become so proud that he thinks himself competent to advise a person like you. In affairs of spiritual advancement, and even in ordinary dealings, you are on the level of his spiritual master. Yet, not knowing his own value, he dares to advise you. My dear Sanatan, you are on the level of my advisor, for you are an authorized person, but Jagga wants to advise you. This is but the impudence of a naughty boy. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thus chastising Jagannanda Pandit, Sanatana Goswami fell at the Lord's feet and said, I can now understand the fortunate position of Jagannanda. I can also understand my misfortune. No one in this world is as fortunate as Jagannanda. Sir, you are making Jagannanda drink the nectar of affectionate relationships, whereas by offering me honorable prayers, you are making me drink the bitter juice of Nimba and Nishinda. It is my misfortune that you have not accepted me as one of your intimate relations, but you are the completely independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was somewhat ashamed. Just to satisfy Sanatan Goswami, he spoke the following words. My dear Sanatan, please do not think that Jagannanda is more dear to me than you. However, I cannot tolerate transgressions of the standard etiquette. You are an experienced authority in the Shastras, whereas Jagga is just a young boy. You have the power to convince even me. In many places, you have already convinced me about ordinary behavior and devotional service. Jagga's advising you is intolerable for me. Therefore, I am chastising him. I offer you praise not because I think of you as being outside an intimate relationship with me, but because you are actually so qualified that one is forced to praise your qualities. Although one has affection for many persons, different types of ecstatic love awaken according to the nature of one's personal relationships. You consider your body dangerous and awful, but I think that your body is just like nectar. 173. Actually, your body is transcendental, never material. You are thinking of it, however, in terms of a material conception. These next few verses are extremely important because they confirm what is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho batashra pachato garyan, we heard earlier, aho batashra pachato garyan ya jiva gre vartate namatubhyam tipusta paste juhuvu sasna arya ramanatur namagranantie te. Devahuti has said that when one chants the holy name of the Lord, then one is transformed. And the body of even a low-class person, a dog-eater, becomes free of its prarabdha karma by chanting the holy name of the Lord. And the evidence she gives is that such a person who chants, even from starting from a lowly position, becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifice. And so this verse is brought up again and again along with others that confirm the fact that by coming in contact with Krishna's holy name, one becomes freed from all sinful reactions, including one's prarabdha karma. This entire concept is fleshed out in great detail in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam regarding the story of Ajamil and the extensive commentaries by Srila Prabhupada following Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who he paraphrases in many places, gives us a very clear understanding of this principle. So I'll read this purport, and afterwards I have a small gift for everybody. Actually, it's kind of a big gift, but it's a small gift that I'll introduce a link to you right after I finish this purport, where you can go and pick up your gift. 173. Actually, your body is transcendental, never material. You are thinking of it, however, in terms of a material conception. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives his opinion about how a person completely engaged in the service of the Lord transforms his body from material to transcendental. He says, a pure devotee engaged in the service of Lord Krishna has no desire for his personal sense gratification, and thus he never accepts anything for that purpose. He desires only the happiness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and because of his ecstatic love for Krishna, he acts in various ways. Karmis think that a material body is an instrument for material enjoyment, and that is why they work extremely hard. A devotee, however, has no such desires. A devotee always engages wholeheartedly in the service of the Lord, forgetting about bodily conceptions and bodily activities. The body of a karmi is called material because the karmi, being too absorbed in material activities, is always eager to enjoy material facilities. But the body of a devotee who tries his best to work very hard for the satisfaction of Krishna by fully engaging in the Lord's service must be accepted as transcendental. Whereas karmis are interested only in the personal satisfaction of their senses, devotees work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, one who cannot distinguish between devotion and ordinary karma may mistakenly consider the body of a pure devotee material. One who knows does not commit such a mistake. Non-devotees who consider devotional activities and ordinary material activities to be on the same level are offenders to the chanting of the transcendental holy name of the Lord. A pure devotee knows that a devotee's body, being always transcendental, is just suitable for rendering service to the Lord. A devotee on the topmost platform of devotional service always humbly thinks that he is not rendering any devotional service. He thinks that he is poor in devotional service and that his body is material. On the other hand, those known as the sahajyas foolishly think that their material bodies are transcendental. Because of this, they are always bereft of the association of pure devotees, and thus they cannot behave like Vaishnavas. Observing the defects of the Sahajiyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung as follows in his book Kalyana Kalpataru: Amita Vaishnava e buddhi hoila, amani ha haba ami. If I think I am a Vaishnav, I shall look forward to receiving respect from others. And if the desire for fame and reputation pollutes my heart, certainly I shall go to hell. By giving others the remnants of my food, I shall consider myself superior and shall be burdened with the weight of false pride. Therefore, always remaining your surrendered disciple, I shall not accept worship from anyone else. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written, Antilila 20.28, Primera Subhava Jahan Primera Sambandha Shemani Krishna Mur Nahi Prima Ganda. Wherever there is a relationship of love of Godhead, the natural symptoms are that the devotee does not think himself a devotee, but always thinks that he has not even a drop of love for Krishna. Such potent purports and verses one has never heard before in the history of the world. This Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is the greatest of all books anywhere in the universe. And one thing's for sure, devotees who read this regularly become transformed in their lives. And those who distribute Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's unimaginable what kind of benediction they are giving to others and bringing upon themselves by carrying it around, the burden of carrying a little set of Chaitanya Charitamritas, taking it upstairs, bringing it in people's homes, showing it to them, explaining it to them. I've seen it just recently. Devotees here, there, and everywhere getting ready for the Gaur Purnima festival are especially bringing out all the Sri Chaitanya Charitamritas and bringing them door to door, showing them to people. And when you take these books out of the boxes and you bring them into the light and people see them, they notice the form of the Lord on the book. For instance, on the cover here, we have Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu is there and Chota Haridas is singing behind him. These pictures attract the attention of the spirit soul. And with a little bit of encouragement, people will take these books and put them in their homes, and then they will start to read them. And this fulfills the desires of the great acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They're all rooting for those devotees who are taking the austerity to distribute the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now I have a gift for everybody. I'm going to show you this. Somebody please let me know if you can see that properly. It says tiny.cc/Gauranga. Could somebody text in and say whether you can read this properly? Tiny.cc. What's that?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Shraddha. We can see that.
You can. C-A-N, can, yes?
Yeah, I'm seeing it in the reverse right now.
Okay, so if you go to this website, it's a tiny URL, so it's easy to get to, tiny.cc/Gauranga. Jagnu Gaurahari can't read it. There it is. Someone just put it up. tiny.cc/Gauranga. There you go. So please go there. I'll tell you what you've won today. The Namashtakam by Rupa Goswami is a very beautiful and important ashtakam written by Srila Rupa Goswami, in which he tells the Nam Tattva and also glorifies the holy name in poetical, beautiful ways. And anyone can learn this Nam Ashtakam very easily just by reciting it regularly. It will resonate in your heart and mind, and your chanting will become even more pronounced than it is now. So along with it, correct me if I'm wrong, Shraddha, but there's also recording. Is that correct?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes. Okay, so when you go there, you'll find not only the verses with the word for word, and you will you'll get the verses word for word. There's also a recording, a very beautiful recording of the chanting of the Namashtakam, a small token of appreciation for your association today, for joining together, because when there's an audience listening to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, then it becomes even more relishable to speak it out loud. And we have come to the end of our time. We're a little bit over. Some of you are in places where it's really late. Somebody just wrote in, Shraddha, and said, I just see the recording. Is that what's there, or is the...
You should just refresh the browser.
Just refresh your browser. Nirman Agarwal, I see you there. You said, thank you for sharing this. Did you, were you able to get the shlokas also? If someone's gotten the shlokas by downloading it, please let me know. In any case, because it's late, yes, he got it. Great. Thank you very much. Thanks to everybody. We'll meet you back here again tomorrow, Krishna willing, and we'll continue reading the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, because as far as I can tell, nobody can stop us. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Vancha kalpadrubhasya kripasanabe evacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Could everyone please, who's on the telephone, we are speaking on the telephone here to a conference call, everyone could say please say Hare Krishna. And everybody who is watching on Facebook, if you could write Hare Krishna or Gauranga, we deeply appreciate it, because that vibration will resonate through the Facebook. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Gauranga.
Pranavarata.
Hare Krishna.
Gloria. Hare Krishna. Shraddha Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. Gauranga.
Hare Krishna. Gauranga.
Hare. Nirman Agarwal. Hare Bol. Thank you very much to everybody. I'll see you soon. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Gaur Prem. Gaur Prem. Hare Krishna.
Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman. Hey, Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman.